The Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie. Somehow, it actually works.
On 106.1 Shay.
Hey, good morning. We are the Biggs and Barr Show. It is 5:30. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Good morning. You all right there?
Good. A little excited.
Got some phlegm?
No, just excitement.
The excitement choked you?
Yes. It's choked with excitement.
Okay. Jason, are you choking with excitement over there?
No.
No, I didn't think so. We got quite a bit to get through today. The one-day teacher strike is happening.
Goody.
So we'll make sure you're aware of that. Aerosmith is teaming up with Run DMC for something again.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I think that'll be great.
Yeah. I'd watch for that.
Was it you? No, yeah, it was you. You had a great prop idea. Or was it Jamie?
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
It would be funny if they have a sense of humor, but not sure everyone does.
Misconnections, because it's a Wednesday.
Good times.
So we'll try to unite some lost love. January is divorce month, so we'll give you those stats, plus a guy who asked for a very specific and quite aggressive form of divorce in court.
And we got lots of money to give away.
We do.
Our pot for is up to $260.
It is.
And your chance to win up to $1,000 for Shay to pay your bills.
Yeah. All that going down.
Uh-huh.
All right. And the paralyzed laughing lady. And
yeah.
There's snow coming. And we got a bunch of stuff.
All the snow. The white death from above is upon us again.
This fella celebrated his birthday yesterday, right? Mr. Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
How old is he?
51.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right. Well, happy birthday to him. This is All My Life, a 106.1 Shay. You guys ever heard of this laughing disorder? It's an emotional disorder.
Okay.
Where if you have any sort of strong emotions, you collapse uncontrollably because your body goes into paralysis.
Like I've laughed uncontrollably before.
Yeah. I fell over mostly. It's called cataplexy.
Okay.
And there's a girl in the UK getting some press because she's trying to make light of the situation. And actually, I like when people are diagnosed with something and then have a lighthearted approach to it. Not that they don't take it seriously.
Of course. Not a woe is me kind of
thing. Yeah. But her name is Billy Hodgson. And every time she laughs, she becomes paralyzed.
Like laughs too hard.
Yeah. Or cries too hard.
Right. Any sort of extreme emotion.
Yeah, she just got diagnosed with it about a year ago. She didn't know what was wrong with her whole life. I mean, it's one of those weird things.
She would start to laugh and then just keel over?
Yeah. Yeah, she basically, she says, hard to explain how it feels when I collapse. She talks about it a bit, though. Here, listen.
I have a condition called cataplexy, which means that I lose muscle tone in any sort of emotion, like laughter, crying kind of thing, which can lead to full collapse. And it's really frustrating because you can't respond, you can't speak. When people are asking you, are you all right, if you've fully collapsed, you're fully conscious, so it's really frustrating. Long-term prognosis is medication. At the minute, there's, like, no cure. In the future, hopefully, there will be a cure, although I don't feel there's quite enough research going on for that to happen, but hopefully it will get better, not worse.
Stuff to get money for stuff that affects so few people, right, generally, but yeah, so she avoids funny situations, tries not, like, I mean, what a terrible way to, I'd search for them. Like, what an awful way to.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this show.
Oh,
I
should be on the floor every morning.
Yeah, she wouldn't move ever.
Just it would be our best listener.
Yeah.
Say something funny once, she's there for the whole show.
Yeah, she can't turn it off. Stop being so funny.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we have to. I mean, we are an all-inclusive show, right?
Yeah,
so
we
have to make sure everybody. Because there might be one person in the entire Ottawa area that has this.
You never know.
We don't exclude them from the show. So
no.
No more funny. I mean, that's not hard. It's not that big a reach, really. But wow. Could you imagine? Like, just not being able to laugh? How awful would that be without, like, you know, collapsing?
Laughing is generally the only thing that keeps me alive. I gotta be honest.
That's all you can
do. If I didn't have a sense of humor about like almost every situation, I would be in a sad place.
Yeah. But I'd rather have this than have no sense of humor. I'd rather collapse every time I laugh than be one of those.
Till I collapse.
Yeah. So, I mean, we wish you the best.
Yeah.
And if you suffer from this, you're probably safe listening to us. Most days. All right, this is Guns N' Roses on 106.1 Shay.
Star Rapport.
Biggs and Marsha, good morning. We have some weather.
Yeah.
Happening, not currently, but later today and then again in a few days, yes?
Now, yeah, now this was not at all in the forecast yesterday.
The one in a few days was.
Yeah.
The long-term forecast said there was snow coming.
That can never be trusted.
No, of course not, but I'm just saying it was.
But tonight, apparently, we're supposed to get 10 to 15 centimeters of snow.
10 to 15 now?
Yeah, 10 to 15, possible.
What is happening?
I'm looking at the weather statement right now.
Winter. Yeah.
For all of the Ottawa area.
Yeah. So we're going to get spanked a bit.
They said we might get some flurries, which may be mixed with some freezing rain this morning. Which freezing rain is like the worst.
It is.
It is, yeah.
Snow I can handle. Freezing rain, I'm not keen on.
What?
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I could probably go look this up. But why, when it's been like -8, -9, are we still getting like rain? Isn't that usually when it hovers around the freezing mark that you would get freezing
you would
rain?
Think, I guess it's got different levels of temperature at different
heights and stuff.
So
gets real warm up top, maybe.
You still get this drizzle. Why are we getting drizzle at -8?
It was drizzling last night. I took the dogs out at around around 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
in my area.
And so Jason,
I was like, is that rain?
Being the newsman and the you know logical one in the group. What should people do?
Well, find
to
like
prepare
a
prepare for the snow.
Yeah, find a vehicle with the widest possible tires.
Okay,
and no tread.
Yes,
and then close your eyes and try and drive.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just you know, if you the LPP always says if you see snow, go slow.
Yeah,
we always say if you're scared of snow, just stay home.
Yeah, stay home.
Just don't ruin everyone else's day with your idiocy.
I mean, you should know the fact that news sources, especially television, are going to tell you all day how to get ready for the snow and you need to do shows that there are still a few of you that should just stay home.
Also, the news people, they like, especially on TV, they're like the weather people, they're like fear mongers, right? Like on the weekend where the weather was not ideal and you probably shouldn't have gone anywhere that you didn't need to.
Right.
On Saturday night. I saw one weather forecaster describe the storm as catastrophic.
Yeah.
Now, that's ridiculous.
No, it's the worst thing to happen. We've
catastrophic?
Said this many times.
Is it a flood, like, of epic proportions? Come
as on. Soon as the news became about revenue-driven things, they make every story the worst so that you will watch it continually.
So if you want an honest look at what is going to happen, we'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
If it does snow, it'll be 10 to 15 centimeters, which will make driving a little bit difficult, mostly because of the humans.
Yes.
And if it scares you, stay home. If you get up tomorrow, you look outside and, ooh, man, that's a lot of snow. Don't go to work.
No.
Work from home that day.
Yeah, save the rest of
us. At least until noon and the roads are clear.
Okay.
And we're supposed to get 10 more on Saturday.
Oh, wow. Geez.
Star Report. On the Biggs and Barr Show. Star Report.
Yeah, we are in for a little bit of snow tonight. 10 to 15 centimeters possible before tomorrow morning. It'll start today with some flurries and some drizzle. The public high school teacher one-day strike is on today here in our area. City-run rec centers have camps for $40 if you need to drop off your kidlets somewhere. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame set to announce your inductees today. Some decent Shea artists that we play on that list, so that's nice. And if you did not know, January is divorce month.
Oh, right, it is. The stats for January are what kind of make it a little odd. Apparently, it is a 25% spike in the number of people looking for divorce in the month of January.
Okay, they're not finalized today. They're just, hey, let's.
Yeah.
Christmas is over. Enough of that garbage.
That's exactly.
Let's start the new year off right. Yeah.
Waiting to get through the holidays and get through all the family stuff, and then they.
Because it'd be terrible to start it in December, because then you get together with all your family, you have to explain to everyone, and people are like, "What happened? You guys were so happy."
There are some.
I see your Facebook pictures.
Big money.
You look so happy when you were on vacation.
Everybody's so happy on Facebook.
Isn't January like the biggest debt month as well?
Yeah.
Did that have people all ornery and stuff?
Yeah, people are always ornery about money.
That's
I don't think
true.
It's even happy couples. But some red flags you might be keeping your eyes on.
Okay.
With the one there, if you think their habits change, their spending habits, they start blowing a little more money.
Really?
Being a little more reckless with their cash.
Whoever's making the most.
Yeah. makeovers. Like they're heading to the gym a lot if they didn't do that before, or they, you know.
Could also be a New Year's resolution.
It could be. These are just some things to keep an eye on. And they stop nagging you because they used to do it a lot, but now they don't care anymore because they've given up on the relationship, so they just stop.
Oh, I see.
Well, boys, don't think I'm getting divorced.
I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not.
No, for sure.
But there's a dude in Kansas who asked for a very specific.
Oh, it's Kansas?
Yeah.
It was American?
Yeah, this guy's American. Oh. He wants trial by combat. He asked for that is.
What do you mean, trial by combat?
Well, he wants to settle his dispute in court through combat. He said, we don't need the lawyers. Let's meet on a field and we'll fight. And the victor wins and gets
like,
everything
even
he
his
wants.
Wife? Fist fight?
Yeah, with his wife. His name's David Ostrom. His wife's name is Bridget Ostrom. And he would like trial by combat.
He
like,
wants to do it with samurai swords.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now.
There is.
Does she stand a chance? Is there a picture of her? Does she stand a chance?
I don't know.
I don't see any pictures. But that is, I mean, that would.
She has filed a motion asking the judge to reject the request.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think no, I will not fight you with swords. I mean, it is a clean way to just whoop, done.
I guess so. Are you allowed to kill people if you both agree to it?
I don't think so.
Because I know, like, for an assault charge kind of thing, if you both agree to fight.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're like, yes, we will do this together, there's witnesses.
Right.
The assault charge can be mitigated.
Yes.
But I don't know about murder.
I don't think murder.
The judge for his side has said both requests are not valid because they didn't file them properly.
Oh, okay.
I think that's his way of not dealing with it.
Wait. Does that... Like, if they filed it properly and went through, this could still happen? And
no.
Okay.
No. They're not going to. The courts in
No, no, no. I mean, in general, not this
civilized
specific.
Country, you're not going to let people fight to the death.
Imagine.
This
especially
is something.
A man and a woman. TV companies should get in on that and film it. Like,
like, if the wife was amenable to it, then their one mistake was going through the court system. They just should have done it on their own.
Yeah, in the living room.
Anytime you involve the law or anyone else with another opinion, it's not going to work out for
no,
you.
No.
If you got your mind set on something, and it has to be both of you, then you should just do it.
I do respect the choice of weapon, though.
Sure.
I mean, that is a personal way to murder somebody.
He could lose.
Yeah, and he could. She could get it, you know.
I mean, you had a samurai sword, didn't you? And you stabbed yourself in the leg.
It was a saber. It was a celebratory saber, real short, kind of. And I was fighting ninjas in my basement. And the one.
Imaginary.
One snuck up behind me and I stabbed myself in the leg trying to stab him. It happens.
You never know. This guy could stab himself too.
He could.
Yeah.
He probably should.
Yeah.
Way less pain than his future of being.
Of alimony?
Yeah, alimony and
child support payments.
And her emails.
Yeah.
good luck, fella. This is Metallica, 106.1 Shay.
Mornings. The Biggs and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie. On 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, guys, what would be the worst movie sequel ever?
The worst?
That's a tough one.
Well, it'd have to be a bad movie to start with, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
What's the creepy Christmas movie I don't like?
Polar Express?
Polar Express, whatever the sequel is to that. Because it's a night train to abuse town, so whatever the sequel is will be obviously worse. Because he's already arrived in abuse town.
Night train to abuse.
I hate that movie. It's so creepy.
Do you guys have any weird superstitions?
No.
Not really. No, I don't think I do.
Like when I play hockey, I do prefer to get to the rink early to lay out my stuff, but it's just because I don't like being rushed. It's not a superstition.
Right. No, I don't have any like sports stuff. Like there was nothing I did in a particular. I do the same foul shot routine every time I shoot a foul shot, but that's more for muscle memory than suspicion. I don't think there's anything.
I used to set my alarm a certain way. Like I would hold down one button. Because it had two alarms on the clock. This is when there was an alarm clock.
Right.
And I would hold down the one button and then set the other alarm while still holding down that button.
But not for superstitious reasons.
No, but if I felt that if I did it not that way, the alarm wouldn't go off. Maybe that's OCD reasons.
Maybe. Yeah, like I'm far too logical to have superstitions.
chicken parmesan or Philly steak and cheese?
Hey, well, shut your mouth.
We obviously know.
Depends on the day.
What Jamie's answer is going to be.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm all day, every day.
I like a nice chicken parm, but I also like Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Did you have a real one when you were in Philly?
Yes.
Now, was there a difference? Like, yes. Is it the best ever?
Yeah, it's because it's all they do.
Yeah, I guess.
I only went to one place, and it was like one of the few that you go to. Jim's Steaks on South Street. It's awesome. There was a lineup at lunchtime. You have to like line up the stairs. And then they sell these little Miller High Life beers, but they're just like half beers. They're tiny. Nice. They look like little children's bottles.
Spits
they're
or super splits cute. Or whatever.
Yeah.
If you were meat, what kind would you be?
Something salty like beef jerky, I guess. Maybe pork jerky because I'm fat.
Chicken thighs because I got thighs like a crushed watermelons.
You tried to crush a watermelon with your thighs. It didn't work.
So hard. I did try.
We both tried.
We all tried.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, not
didn't
even
work.
Close.
I hurt my hip.
So those videos of ladies who can do it, impressive indeed. Because we tried. Oh, kind of meat? I don't know. The sweetest meat around?
Yeah, just sweet meat?
Yeah, that's I am sweet meat.
Marinated herring.
Marinated herring? That's the worst thing you could say. Literally, is there a worse
that
meat?
That is the most eaten fish
yeah,
in the
you
entire
go, see?
World. Herring.
Yeah.
You can have it pickled. You can have it
pickled
dried.
Herring, that's me.
You get it in the jars next to that the deli section where some pickles have to be kept cold.
Yes.
Like I disagree with who's
you're
that
an everyman.
In this room.
You're an everyman.
Pickled herring is not an everyman.
It is. It's the most eaten
an everyman
fish in
is
the
like
world.
Turkey cold cuts. That's like an everyman.
It can't
be. Bologna.
Yeah, I'll be bologna. I'd rather be bologna than pickled herring.
Thank God none of us are head cheese. There you go. We'll go there, okay?
Is Bigfoot real? Well, he must be. Enough people believe in him.
Yeah.
Right? If you believe in something, it must be real.
It must be. Right? That's the way the world's going.
I mean, there's
facts
that,
don't matter, just belief.
There's that footage, too. I mean, what other things do we have in the world that people believe in and there's no footage? Why can't Bigfoot be real?
Yeah, I mean, right. Most people believe in something there's no footage of.
No footage, no evidence whatsoever.
Zero
just
proof.
Stories. Yeah. There's lots of stories about Bigfoot.
Yeah, all right, yeah. So Bigfoot's
it's
real.
Absolutely real.
We should start the Church of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That would be great. And that's our statue out front, just a giant foot.
Oh, like a red one, like a Swedish foot or whatever, a Bigfoot?
Yes, that'd be, right. Yeah. That'd be delicious.
I would like it.
You know what's actually not horrendous? That I've been mocking you for a long time.
Pickled herring?
Pickled herring? Marinated herring?
What is it?
Oh, well, that's it for now. I'm going to tell you.
No, tell us. Don't be like that.
No, I'm done.
You can't.
No.
I'm finished.
Don't be like that.
Like Bigfoot candy covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
It's actually not awful.
Like, so you're like
a Big Turk?
Like Big Turks, basically.
It's really not that bad.
See?
It's really
I knew you'd come around.
The other one you eat's disgusting.
You are
eat more just as a challenge. It doesn't actually taste good.
Here's some gravel mixed in with bird seed.
I don't like it. I just say you eat it once in a while as a challenge.
All right, let's just wrap this up. That's it for other stuff.
It's an answer question time.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Don't forget, next week we'll have tickets for these guys all week long. It's Pearl Jam on 106.1 Shay.
In a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-assed news with Biggs and Barr.
This hour brought to you by Francis Home Environment. Well, the Habs hosted the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. Last night, those Blackhawks beat the Ottawa Senators 3-2 in overtime at the Canadian Tire Center. Mike Leafs halted a three-game winless streak. Austin Matthews had three goals as Toronto beat New Jersey 7-4. Raptors on the road tonight looking for a bounce-back win against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And former Blue Jay Josh Donaldson, he's got a new home and a bigger paycheck. He and the Twins agreed last night to a four-year, $92 million U.S. contract. It's too bad his name wasn't Jim, because he agreed with the Twins, and you could say Big Jim and the Twins. And it would be
hilarious.
A dick joke. Yeah.
Schools
will be closed across 16 boards today, including here in this area. To clarify, Ottawa's public English and French Catholic schools are closed by the one-day strike. Ottawa's English Catholic and French public schools are not affected by the one-day walkout. If you need somewhere to drop your kid, The city has 13 community centers offering day camps for $40 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for an extra fee, if you need to drop them off a half hour early or pick them up a half hour late, you can do that too for kids age 4 to 12. The OPP in the Upper Ottawa Valley on the lookout for some counterfeit bills. They got called to four different businesses in Pembroke and Laurentian Valley at some fake 50s and 100s. They're saying people who pay with cash or are paid in cash are advised to be diligent to look at the bills. And if you have any information, you should contact the OPP. We have a snowstorm coming tonight.
Storm report.
Storm may be slightly exaggerated, but it will start with flurries early this morning, some freezing rain, and then tonight they say sometime between evening and Thursday morning, you're going to get 5 to 10 centimeters. The snow should end on Thursday morning. Temperature go to about minus 7. Then it's going to be cold on Friday, sunny and minus 13. And they say more snow on Saturday, another 10 centimeters or so expected. Right now it is minus 5, and that's the latest.
Biggs. Bar. Woo! Pasty. Woo! The Biggs and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie.
On 106.1 Shay.
We got a few things we got to get through. The latest is coming up. We're going to talk about what Aerosmith and Run DMC are doing.
Yeah, I have an idea what they should do to make it interesting.
We do have a round of misconnections coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to play some What's in the Box.
Yeah, we'll put something in a box. You tell us what it is. And I believe we do. We have ZZ Top
we
tickets?
We do have ZZ Top tickets. Wow.
613-750-1061.
To see the beards do the damn thing.
Uh huh.
All right. But right now, Pink Floyd on 106.1 Shay.
What's in the box?
What's in this box?
The box. The box.
A mystery box could be anything.
What's in the f***ing box?
We have put something in a box. We're going to give you some hints. You got to guess what it is. If you do so, you win ZZ Top and Cheap Trick tickets.
Yeah, and the Lotto Max, too.
Yeah,
the,
throw that
voucher,
in there.
$100 voucher.
Woo!
All right.
Holy smokes!
So we'll give you the first clue right now.
Okay.
Two words. Both words start with D. So let's go to the phones.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
On is that me?
Yeah, that's you, sir.
That's you, sir.
Oh, no, Norm.
Norm, what's what do you think it is? Two words, both words start with D.
With D?
D. Okay.
Like Dave.
Okay. A dumbbell. Oh, sorry. Both words. You got me.
I know. Okay. It's, right, hard to be, it's hard to be your first. We know. Yeah. We enjoy your day. Clue. Try to call us back.
Hello?
All right. Hey, what's what do you think?
Morning.
Yeah, what's in the box?
Double double.
Double double.
Wow. Good guess. Yeah, following the rules, but
wish
no.
That was
not
in
that.
My belly.
Yeah. Hey, Shay, do you know what's in the box?
Hey.
You person on the phone.
Oh boy.
Good talk. Man. Hey Shay, you know what's in the box?
Morning.
Hi, what's order. In the box?
I have no idea. I wanted a second clue.
Okay, that's great.
Great. Have awesome. A lovely morning.
All right. What is the second clue?
The second clue is it is a group of people. Two words, both words start with D. It is a group of people.
Two words, both words start with D. It is a group of people. All right. Good morning. What's in the box? Hey.
Good.
We hung up.
A lovely hang up.
Oh, the phones.
Imagine being that scared. Eh?
Making me mad. Hey, good morning. Hello.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's in the box?
A double-decker sandwich.
A double-decker sandwich.
No, wow. That would be delicious, but it is not what was in the box.
It's not, but it is two words. Both words start with D, and it's a group of people. Hey, what's in the box? Hello. Hello.
Oh, my
Hello.
God.
Hi, what's in the
Hello.
Box?
Hi, guys. What's in the box?
What is in the box?
Double-decker. All
right. Oh. I don't know.
All right. Great. I think we should just cancel the contest.
Well, we should finish it because we have a great prize.
All right.
Okay. Don't let your emotions get the best of you.
Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
Read the clues again.
Okay. Two words. Both start with D. It's a group of people. The people in this group do not know they are in this group. They're unaware.
Okay.
Okay?
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Are you divorced?
No, sir, it is not.
All right. Thanks for the call. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Dirty Dancers.
Not Dirty Dancers. That would be funny. They're hard to contain, but it's not that. Guaranteed you have encountered one of the people, at least, in this group.
Yes.
All right. Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
I don't get another clue.
We just gave you four
clues. Two words. Both start with D. It's a group of people, and they do not know are in this group. They're in this group, and guaranteed you've encountered one of these people.
Oh, my God. Okay. I had no idea. Sorry, okay. Guys.
All right. Cool. No worries, man. Thanks
great
for calling.
Great phone line, though. Yeah. Great phone line.
Good connection. If everyone could just use his phone line,
yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be tremendous. Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
How about Dungeons & Dragons?
Not Dungeons & Dragons, but good on the alliteration.
Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
It's closer than most people.
Hi there. Human on the phone.
You have called, and it has stopped ringing. That means you're talking to us. There we go. Yeah. Drunk drivers?
Not drunk drivers.
No.
It does have something to do with driving, and these people have a lot of trouble in, like, snowstorms.
Ah.
Okay? Two words, both start with D. It's a group of people. They don't know they're in the group. You've encountered them. They have a lot of trouble in snowstorms.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Yeah, you.
Hi.
Cool. Never mind.
When the phone stops ringing and doesn't hang up on you, you're probably on the line.
Hey, Shay, what's in the box?
Hello?
Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I was thinking it could be that, but
guys,
no, probably not.
Guys.
Yeah, Chris.
Is it Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, my God, this is dragging along here.
Here's another clue.
I wish I was in a dungeon.
Yeah.
You will encounter them in winter on the roads.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Would it be a delivery driver?
No.
Oh, no, it's some type of driver. You are close.
Yes.
Close.
Yeah.
Another clue would be it's a word to describe what's happening right now.
Yes.
On this radio program. Yes. Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
Dumb driver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is your name?
James.
You are the Lord Savior of our program this morning.
Thank you, James.
So much. All right. Congratulations. You got tickets to see ZZ Top and Cheap Trick. And you got a $100 Lotto voucher for Lotto 649, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We appreciate you, sir.
We're talking about dumb drivers
because
we're supposed to get a snowstorm tonight,
right.
10 to 15 centimeters, and you will no doubt encounter them on the roads.
No doubt you will.
Yep. You may even find it this morning with a little bit of freezing rain and drizzle.
People just losing their noggin.
Okay. You see snow go slow. Aerosmith and Run DMC will perform live at the Grammys.
Yes.
They're going to perform Walk This Way, which is pretty cool.
What have you ever seen? There was like a little documentary about how that song came about. It was a documentary about Run DMC.
Right.
About hip hop. But they talked about how Russell Simmons approached them about working with Aerosmith. Mm-hmm. And they were like, there's no way we're doing the song with Aerosmith. Like, we're just not doing it. And then,
they were too cool for it or something?
They were like, we're not going to do it. And then he played them the hook, and they kept saying, no, the song's going to bomb. This is a terrible idea.
And then they probably met Steven Tyler, who is, you know, say what you want about Steve, has managed to keep himself relevant through many decades, right?
How could anyone hate Steven Tyler?
No, he's a good guy.
You make fun of him because he looks like an old lady.
He was on American Idol and stuff like that. But, I mean, I learned quite a bit about Steven on American Idol, is that he just loves music, regardless of what it is. And women's blouses, but music mostly.
Yeah, but I just think he's a great dude. I saw Aerosmith perform in Kitchener a few years ago, and so he was still up there, and he ripped it, man. He absolutely
he is the consummate performer.
Yeah,
you know, and he puts his all into whatever he does.
So they are teaming up to perform at the Grammys again.
You know, it would be funny
because
they're going to perform "Walk This Way."
Yeah,
because they're old now. If they all came out with walkers.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be great.
Just as a joke.
Like, walk this way.
Yeah.
Instead of walk, like, over here.
Right.
Like, this is how we should walk because we're
right.
Over
there. Right.
Yeah. With sense of humor.
With tennis balls on it. And
sure, yeah.
All
so
come
they,
out.
So it slides.
That's how they should start the show. They all come out on, and nobody knows what's going on. There's no music playing. And then the song starts. They just giddy up. All right. We should play the version with Run DMC just for the hell of it.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. All right. Let's do it. It's Shay for the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. Jason Barr peruses these sections of websites where people go to find each other after just eye contact or a brief conversation, and they didn't exchange contact information, and he reads these in a segment we call Misconnections.
We got some good ones today.
Oh, good.
This one, I think, is one of the few that we read that may actually have a chance.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Yeah.
Title, initials, M-E, please read.
Wow.
I have agonized a long time about writing this or not, if I want you to read it, and if you will respond. One evening we were drinking, a little too much and both tipsy, and we got the munchies and went on a search for food. This is where the tipsy comes in. We were helping each other walk, laughing, and at one time you looked at me, and it was almost like you were going to kiss me. Well, I have thought about that and wanted to let you know it would be okay with me if you did want to. If this is all a misunderstanding on my part and you read this, I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable or take away from what we have now, as I really need your friendship in my life. If you do read this, please reply and tell me how it makes you feel, so I know it is you and you know it is me. Tell me something only I would know and ask me something to confirm.
Wow. Now
They might know each other.
Yeah, but still.
Text that.
She.
Or he.
Either one. Is trying to not make their friendship awkward by just not even mentioning this if it's not a thing. Because sometimes that can really make a friendship
awkward. Sure, it can ruin it, right?
So the problem is, will this other person ever even think to go to Miss Connections to find it, right?
I don't know.
That's it.
The next one, not quite as clear.
Okay.
Title, I Want to Be a Rock in Your River. Tinkle, tinkle, little Char, how I wonder how you are. Saw you one day walking by, like an angel from the sky. Don't worry, I'm not insane. Your shirt tag showed me your name. Char it was, I won't forget. Can you make my socks all wet? Not done. Like a traveler in the dark, will you leave a watermark? On my feet, a gentle drip. It's okay, my socks have grip. May sound strange, and sure it is.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you'll be a whiz. Hope you see this and agree. Last name's on me. First starts with P. That's a pretty quality poem right there.
It is a quality poem.
I'm not sure if Char's going to know who that is, but...
Or...
Yeah.
If Char partakes in the golden arts.
Yeah.
The golden arts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's an excellent phrase you've coined there. We have a couple more.
Oh, wow. All right, let's get to it.
Title, Up the Wazoo. Hi. I have never written one of these before, but I am intrigued by your brashness. I was in the Kempville Family Restaurant this past weekend. You were there, sitting in a booth with your buddy. I was confused at first. I heard your voices, but I couldn't see you. Then I realized both of you were just dressed head to toe in camouflage. You were quite loud in your conversation. You have a goatee, a stocky frame, and for some reason were wearing your wraparound white sunglasses inside the restaurant.
Ah, that guy.
What really made me notice was how you used the expression up the wazoo for almost every situation you were talking about. It seems that the Trudeau government, your phone provider, and your boss are all giving it to you, quote, up the wazoo. Fascinating. Anyway, I wouldn't mind taking a ride in your truck and finding somewhere to park. I assume yours was the one in the parking lot with the truck nuts.
Yeah.
Hope you read this, Karen. So that's pretty specific, too.
Yeah, that is very
I have
specific.
One more.
Okay.
Title, CT Aisle 17. Can you do the Canadian Tire Dance? That's where you slowly walk down every aisle, even though you don't need a damn thing in 99% of the aisles. You look like someone who needs a know-it-all man to help you out. I saw you confidently buy some new windshield wipers and then uber-confidently grab antifreeze opposed to windshield washer fluid. As a man, I am rarely wrong, and I can only assume you weren't using them for two different things. You are a six at best, but I don't mind lowering my standards a bit if it means I can teach you man knowledge.
Oh.
I also liked your boots. It made me think of the car mats you probably have. Probably sexy. I am a man who loves man things, and that includes sex with women, because that's what I like, and I think you could give a man like me what I like. Hope this intrigues you.
I'm Troy.
No, I don't think
a man.
Okay, we get it. Yeah. We get it.
So good luck to everybody.
No, yeah. Not to Troy. Not to Troy.
Troy seems like a bit of a dick, but yeah. Whatever. You know? Served our purpose.
That's another edition of Misconnections. Look at him every Wednesday, right? This is Led Zeppelin.
Heartbreaker.
What? So it's a trivia contest. You have five questions. If you get all five correct, right, you'll win $260. If not, we add another $10 to the pot.
Right.
And it'll be $270 tomorrow. That's the way it works.
That's the way it works.
You have 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Your first answer to each question is locked in. You can pass and come back.
Okay.
But if you give us the wrong and then the right, the wrong will count. Okay?
Chloe's on the phone. Chloe's our contestant today. She was lucky enough to get through.
Morning, Chloe.
Hello.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, so five trivia questions. Your first answer counts. You can pass and come back, but you only have 30 seconds to get all five, okay?
And we won't tell you if you got any of them right until the end, okay?
Right.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
What is the name of the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
In what sport is the Heisman Trophy presented?
Football?
What is the capital of Italy?
Rome?
What is the name of the newspaper Clark Kent worked for in the Superman movies?
Daily Bugle?
What blood type is known as the universal donor?
O negative.
All right. You got them all in.
Pretty quick, too.
You got all five.
What was the name of the lead singer of Aerosmith? You got that right. Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
The Heisman Trophy is presented in football.
Yeah.
The capital of Italy is Rome.
Yes.
What blood type is O negative?
Right.
It's a universal donor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the name of the newspaper Clark Kent worked for in the Superman movies was not the Daily Bugle. It was the Daily Planet.
So close.
But thanks
so
to
close.
You, thanks to you, Chloe, the pot is now at $270. And just for playing, we have a $50 McDonald's gift card for you.
Pretty sweet.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
No problem. Right.
Thank
Chloe.
You. A couple transport trucks collided on the 401 last night. Fortunately, nobody injured. Just copious amounts of toilet paper spilled all over the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a pretty funny scene.
Sweet prank.
And speaking of things that could use toilet paper to mop them up, another one-day teacher strike going on today. There's a lot of BS.
There is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exhausting.
It is. And, you know, you feel for the plight of people who are dissatisfied with their job. They feel wrong.
Are they really?
I don't know. Well, they feel they are. You know? I don't. I'm not a teacher. I don't work for the education system.
I'm not a teacher either. I do come from a family of teachers, though. Like all four of my parents, both my parents and my step-parents are former educators. And it's a great job.
Yeah.
It's a great job. And you get paid very well for it. Now, I know there's a few issues with class sizes and some other things you want to battle for. But
when I was a kid, we always had 30, at least 30,
30 kids in our class.
Yeah. 30, 34.
But look how stupid we turned out. So obviously
it's true. I don't have young kids anymore. My kids are out of school. So I don't really have any vested interest in this. I probably should, I guess, because they're the future, the children of the future, right?
I saw a militant teacher on Facebook, like, commenting on people's comments about it.
Yeah.
And she said, well, if you think we're too high paid, why doesn't anyone complain about, ready? Nurses, doctors, police, fire, paramedic. First of all, paramedics are paid, like, not too much. I mean, they should be, and all those people save lives.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
You know what
lives.
I mean? All those people save lives, and I thought that's ridiculous. But I have a question for you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Has there ever been scabs for teachers?
Oh, people that cross the picket line?
That go in and replacement teachers. Hey, you don't want to show up. You can protest. You can do your thing.
Not that I can remember.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Because it's not a job. It's not like a factory job, and not knocking factory jobs, but there are a lot of people out there that could easily take those positions where teachers, the qualifications.
I'm talking about qualified people who aren't teachers, who are on the waiting
list.
How
many? They can't fill schools. There's not that many of them waiting.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if there are.
People have that and can't get teaching jobs?
I don't think that is.
Full time, yeah.
I don't think that's.
Take over while they're striking.
Kosher with the union,
you know? Take over while they're striking.
I'm serious. Like, imagine.
They all belong to the union.
Yeah.
But imagine how.
Even the ones not working belong to the. Most of them belong to the union.
But imagine how quickly, if there were some, let's say there was enough freelance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who have the qualifications, how quickly those strikes would be over all of a sudden.
Well, I don't think the law allows it. I mean,
of course not.
Technically, I could go in, well, any one of us could go in and fill in for a week or so, right? Show some YouTube videos and whatnot. But it's not the same thing.
And I don't think that's the solution we should be looking for when
But that's the perception that people have of them. That is the solution. It's just like shut up and stop whining kind of
solution. Well, it is.
Solution,
they
you know
have
what I mean?
A very great job with very good. I mean, there's.
They work hard to get there, yeah. But
yeah,
sure.
No, but everyone. There's a bit of an elitism in a group of them that think that, you know.
That no one else could do.
No one else can do what they do. And some of them are fantastic teachers.
Yeah, but I had some great teachers.
Yeah, some of my favorite. Well, again, my family. All my parents are teachers.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Jamie, your sister's a teacher.
Yeah, she's a teacher right now. Yeah.
It just seems that they don't really have a grasp on what the world is right now. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
They've been given a lot, not given, they've earned a lot for the job they do.
Uh-huh.
But there's no more. Like, they can't seem to grasp that. There's no more. Like the government's
jobs are being cut every day.
Everywhere. Yeah. Salaries are not moving anywhere.
Like,
now there's no more. Don't ask for more.
Yeah.
Even if you deserve it, you have a great gig. I mean, like, look at the big picture a little more. That's all it is. And the government needs to play a little nicer, too, obviously.
Sure.
It's both sides. Uh-huh. Like Jason says all the time, you're grown adults. This is taking you months to figure something out that if maybe the two people in the room, the two people leading the charge, are never going to get this done, and you got to replace those people.
And it's
you know
all about
I mean?
It's like, all about perception too. Like
their egos are getting in the way of solving this.
Like you both have valid points, I'm sure. But the perception to the normal everyday person who's busy with their own lives, they don't have time to delve into your little minutiae.
Yeah.
Right? The teachers are coming off as being dicks, and they shouldn't.
Yeah. No,
they're not. They're not.
It's doing
people are embarrassed to say they're teachers at parties now and stuff because, you know, get togethers because they know people, the ire that it draws from the populace.
It's a disservice to the profession.
100%.
You know?
Do you deserve as much money as we can give you? Yes, of course you do, because you're with our children. My son goes to school. He deals with teachers and he deals with EAs because he has special needs. They are the people that work with my son are tremendous human beings, and I give them nothing. Like they should, if we could pay you millions of dollars a year,
I would. Sure.
But there's no more money. There's just and then you can blame whoever you want in the system. I mean, we just get it solved, figure it out, find a medium ground. You know what I mean?
Doing it for the kids, guys.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the kids.
Some are.
Yeah. No, they all do the job for the kids.
No, I know.
Are they? But their union's fighting for the kids right now. No, they're not. I don't think they are. So,
and that's how it looks anyway.
Oh yeah.
So, good luck to you.
Yeah.
I hope you get it solved,
please.
Because I don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
I want the kids to go to school.
Yes.
That's all.
And have a good time, and learn from you phenomenal people. You just need to find some common medium line. That's all it is, right? All right. Good luck to everybody. And I got to find something to do with my kid next Tuesday. It's the Shoe Dogs Downtown 106.1 Shay.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
But instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Good morning, guys. I had a question for you yesterday. We were out on the ski trails. The complainers complaining about your dog walking. Well, nobody complained. There's just signs that say no dogs because of this. On all the trails in southern Ottawa, basically, you can't walk your dogs in the winter because of the cross-country skiers. Do you think, this person wants to know, do you think the rules should apply to people using snowshoes? It flattens the trails as well. Do you think they should be banned?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think anyone should be banned.
No, but if they're going to do that, I mean, then snowshoes shouldn't be allowed. And it's not because of the poop. But a lot of people said, it's because of the poop. No, it's not because of poop. It ruins the tracks.
But the poop rules apply all year to dogs. Sure. Pick up after your dog. Like, why is the winter special for that? It's the cross-country skiers that don't want people stomping through their tracks, and I guess pooping in their tracks, too. But, I mean, why do you have the rights to all the trails and nobody else does? That's insane to me. Give them a few. These are exclusively.
Sure.
Can't take dog. And then if they want to cross-country ski on a trail I'm walking on, why would I care? Go ahead. Carve your own track.
Do it.
Yeah.
Jason, any non-destructive ideas on how to open a frozen solid tailgate? I had this problem the other day. I generally just put on a thick glove because you don't want to hit it with anything too hard.
Right.
And I sort of bang around the perimeter with my fists to see if I can loosen it up. Sometimes you just got to wait. Maybe a car wash, although that's dangerous too because it might refreeze.
Yeah. How do you handle 35 or more kids in a class with 4 to 6 needing extra support and still the time to actually cover the content, answer questions, etc.? This isn't the classroom of youth. No one's pitching 35 kids a class.
Yeah, no.
Most of the kids that need extra support get it from EAs. The actual teacher of my son over the last has had almost no impact on his day. It's the EA because now he has super high needs, so that's different. But, I mean, be reasonable about how you, like...
People are also inflammatory.
Be reasonable, yeah.
But I find when people talk about inflammatory issues like this, it's sort of like when the weather forecasters tell you that the apocalypse of snow is coming. You know, take a step back. We'll figure it out.
Will you guys ever play Nickelback on your show?
Sure.
Whatever you want. I mean, we'll play the most popular rock music. That's what we do.
Very successful Canadian band. For all the people who say they don't like Nickelback, they sure seem to sell a lot of records.
They really do sell a lot of records. Why can't we all just get along? It's not in our nature.
Yeah.
We're a combative species of
the
animal.
Age-old question from our friend Rodney King.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I agree with Rodney. Why can't we all just get along? Humans, that's why.
Why do people think they have to drive with their high beams on when in the city? Is the city not bright enough for us with the high beams?
That's true.
Some people have the auto high beams that just automatically come on. Other people, they get their trucks raised. I have auto high beams on my car. Yeah,
really?
I can put my high beams on, and they automatically shut off when they see lights from other cars.
Oh, I see. Wow.
But some of the times they don't because they're dumb. It's technology. Mm-hmm. But most of the mine is from people that have got their trucks raised and haven't got their lights adjusted.
Right.
So their F-150 or whatever.
It's got a 7-inch lift on it.
Yeah, it's blaring their eyes. Yeah. What's the highest pressure situation you guys have been in, and how do you handle it?
In what terms, though?
Sports drama?
I was a first responder for a while, so we had some pretty high pressure situations. And you rely on what you've been taught, how you've been trained, the people around you. You always work in a team. It's, you know, a lot of those things, like when you're a first responder... you come upon a situation that you don't have any, well, you don't, like you get a call, whatever, you go out there, you don't know exactly what it's going to be. So you act on your training, and then afterwards you'll think about it and you go, man, how did I do that? It was because you knew what you were doing. You're in the situation and you're confident in your abilities.
It's also just, it's you as a person.
Right.
Even myself and Jamie, none of us are really panic stricken people.
Yeah,
like when stuff goes down, you just kind of do, you just do what you need to do to get through it.
Right.
And then after you'll
start to analyze.
We'll question if we did the right thing. But I don't know. Mine is nowhere near as serious as Jason's. Mine was when I grounded out to the second baseman in the Leafs Ontario Baseball Championship.
That's serious. Haunted you at all.
I never bring it up. Eh? That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question.
Jamie didn't bring this up, but his highest pressure situation was when we asked him to do the show with us.
Right.
And I couldn't decide if it was between like $8.85 an hour and like $11.85 an hour. That was...
So you chose the $8.85 an hour with us because it was more fun.
Potential.
Right? Yeah.
Are we done?
I think that's it for us.
It's 9 o'clock.
Don't forget to leave your messages 24 hours a day in the Dougie line if you feel like it.
613-216-3849.
Tomorrow morning, it's a ways away, after 8, $270 on the line in Ottawa.
What? You guys did that together. It was beautiful. All right. Anything else we need to mention? I think we're good,
snow, glow slow, and all that.
Yeah, be careful in the snow.
Okay.
If snow frightens you, tomorrow, stay home.
Offspring, 106.1 Shay.